Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I'm looking around, and here's what the saints got to figure out. Saints got to figure out that atmosphere is the precursor for the anointing to come. God is already in the atmosphere. We don't create an atmosphere as this created being, then we just in the building having a good time. But I don't know about you, I've been through too much just to have a good time. I need God to do something like he never done before. Look at somebody on your road. Say this to him. Tell him praise in this room. With your name on it. Y'all don't believe it, y'all don't believe it. Y'all don't believe it. Wow. Healing in this room. And it's here for you. Breakthrough in this room. Put your name on it. Somebody put a praise on it. Anybody want to put a praise on it this morning? When I look back over my life. Yeah. See how good God is. Yeah. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate you, man. I was in the shower, saints.
Come on.
Here's what the Lord whispered in my ear. He said, son, make sure my people know this. He said that if my people have more influence than identity, it's a trap for the devil to play with them. Your influence can't be bigger than your identity in Jesus. Because the enemy will use you for his glory. Wow.
My God, my God. Jesus.
If you can stand, and nothing wrong with your hips or your feet, can you stand up and lift your hands? And if you can't, then it's okay. It's okay. Lift your hands and make it personal for just a few minutes and begin to bless the name of the Lord in English or in tongues. It doesn't matter. If you're healthy in your body, you walk in here without assistance, open your mouth and give God some glory. Oh, come on and worship him. Come on and worship him. Come on and bless him. Come on and magnify him. Come on and glorify him. Come on and install him. Oh, come on, lift him up. There's too many of y'all in the room for it to be so quiet. Come on, lift him up. We thank you. Come on, lift him up if you're watching online. Lift him up right there in your living room. Lift him up right there. Glory to God, wherever you are. Come on, lift your hands and give God a glory that he is due. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We give you glory. We give you glory. Glory be to God. Can we praise God? Amen. For the woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Don't she look good? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, transforming word. Glory to God. Come on, give God a praise. We are honored to be here.
Thank you, Lord.
This morning.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Bless your name. Thank you, Lord.
Maybe about 7 of you in here. The Spirit of the Lord said, get your mind together because I'm taking you somewhere new. He said, get your mind together because he's taking you somewhere. Somebody shout new. Here's what I found out about people. I found out that people, watch this. I found out that people only resist change, not because they don't want it.
Come on. Come on.
Because they don't like the pain that it gives.
Hallelujah.
Did you know your old self know your old self better than your new self? Okay. I'm just gonna preach and get up out of here. That's what I'm gonna do. Holy God.
Thank you.
Oh man.
Thank you.
My God, the Bible ain't changed, y'all. It's still they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. It ain't changed. Spirit of the Lord never shows up to be a guest in anything. When he walks in the room, he said, move back. Let me do it. I've never been the kind of preacher, amen, that would try to step over what God want to do. Just because it's my time. No. If I got time, it's only because he gave it to me. Okay. We're gonna do it one time and we're gonna quit. Everybody can't stand up. Don't worry about standing up. But if you can, I'm gonna count to three. And on the count of three, you're gonna jump up and you're gonna go, ow! If you can't, just sit down and open your mouth. That's it. Y'all ready? Okay, I need the children participating in this too. Out of the mouth of babes, God has ordained strength. That's the word of God. Come on, one. Hey, shakabata. Two, shakabobo. Say three. Three, come on. get you ready, get you loose. Okay, okay, sit down. I'm gonna do it one more time. One more time. I promise I won't do it no more. Just one more time. But this time, when you stand up, you got to put your hands on it because your mouth already on it. Glory to God. You're about to accelerate something in the spirit. Come on, say, glory, hallelujah. Come on, two, hallelujah. Three, come on. Come on. Come on. Let the voice be clear. Glory to God. See, I know, see, watch this. Watch this. Sister Zarina said the revival with Pentecost was on the 19th of May. But it was called on the 19th of April. That's it. Lord, I trust you.
Him
and He delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. 22. The Lord redeemed the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust him shall be condemned or desolate. Somebody shout amen for the word of God. Wow. In the text this morning, family of God, the backdrop and the context of Psalms 34, we find in a time in David's life when he had been anointed to be first, but he had to receive it in a second place position.
Oh, no. Thank you, Lord. Say it again.
He was anointed to be first. But he had to receive it in a second place position. And so he began to operate under that anointing in the second place position.
Hallelujah.
But it was first in the spirit.
Yeah.
And everything he did in the second place came up in the front.
Amen.
To the degree that they got to a point where the women made a song about the anointing on David's life. David has slain his 10,000. Saul his 1,000.
Well, Lord, yeah.
The scripture says Saul got jealous. And he had a hit out on David's life.
Hallelujah. Yes, it did.
David, while anointed to be first, but in the second place, never disrespected the one that was first. Matter of fact, in the text of 1 Samuel 21, David has conquered Goliath, and he has, taken his sword, and glory to God, he's really, Goliath wasn't even David's giant.
Come on.
He was just on assignment to go check on his brothers.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. It's crazy that God can anoint you for something. Watch this. And that anointing is so great that you can show it for somebody else.
Yeah.
But what they need, you got it.
Oh, God.
And he's killed Goliath, Saul is after him, he's running, he's hiding, and he's in his place. And matter of fact, the scripture said he hid in the place called Adullam. And in Adullam, glory to God, watch this, when you're a leader in Adullam, there's only two people you're going to trap.
Come on.
This ain't my message, but I'm going to give it to you. There are only two kind of people you're going to track in a doula. You're going to track people that come to get help,
uh-huh.
And you're going to have people that come to be helped.
Jesus.
The Bible said that while he was in a doula, Phyllis, that, watch this, all the broke,
come on,
bad credit,
come on,
discouraged,
come on,
people came to David while he was in Adullam, hiding in the cave. Okay, so watch this, please. Watch this. This is why you got to learn how to trust what God is doing when you can't trace how he's going to do it. Because all of these broke folk that came to David while he was in a hole hiding from Saul, glory to God, the Bible
God made them a mighty army.
Come on.
God made them a mighty army because they were aligned to the anointing on his life.
Yes.
So how do you feel? You're going to start your church.
Come on.
And God put you in a hiding place, in a hole, and send you all the broke, disgusted, discouraged people. And say, let's do it, Pastor.
Come on.
And you're like, God, is this really you? Because we got to pay some bills around here.
My goodness.
Come on.
But we went to Pastor.
God, what they say.
Okay. So he's hiding. He's running. He's running from Saul, y'all. And now I don't. This kind of messed me up. I'm almost getting to the message. It kind of messed me up. I'm just giving you hors d'oeuvre because you look hungry. This kind of messed me up right here, right? So David decides. I only seen this on TV. When, you know, and it worked too. I only seen it on TV though. David decides he's going to go to this place called Gath and hide out. From Saul.
Come on.
Gath is the hometown of Goliath.
Well. Oh, God.
So David now is saying, well, I don't think Saul going to think to look for me if I go to the hometown of Goliath, because they know I cut his head off.
Well, oh, yeah.
See, hiding in Goliath, Vicky, and then the Bible said some of the men noticed who he was.
Well. Hallelujah.
And they went and told the king.
Come on, come on.
And the scripture said David started to act like he was crazy and out of his mind.
Yes, it is.
And the king said, why y'all keep bringing me all these crazy folks? Let that man go. And so David, he pens this psalm out of that experience this morning. And I believe what he wants and what I want you to pick up this morning is, watch this, how your spiritual appetite and your spiritual application will posture you and set you up to see God's goodness and blessing in your life.
Wow, yeah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So look at somebody on your row and tell them the title of the sermon is Oh, Taste and See. David says, glory to God, for that reason, because he discovered that God's blessing and God's goodness will hit your life if you learn how to stay focused,
yes,
when fear trying to come and get you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So David says, watch, he says, I'm going to intentionally, I'm going consistently, I'm going incessantly, glory to God, every chance I get, speak well of God. I'm going to keep a praise in my mouth. That's why he opened up with, I'll bless the Lord at all. And his praise, tell what? You got it. I'm going to do it intentionally. I'm going to do it consistently. I'm going to do it effectually, glory to God, even if I do it emotionally.
Okay.
But you got to be careful when you're emotional. Because the enemy would tap into your emotions. Glory to God. Watch this, please. And then you'll be praising to get out of something that God said you ain't getting out of. And then your emotion will make you depressed when you should have been developed. So I'm going to keep a praise in my mouth, family. Watch this. Not just because he's been good. No. I'm going to keep a praise in my mouth. I'm going to do it consistently, intentionally, and effectually, not because he's just been good, because he is good.
Yeah.
He's good. Good is in his nature. Good is in his character. In fact, it's so much good in God, you can't even spell good without God. But the problem with that is there's one too many O's in good. So if you take an O out of good, you get God. And that's the thing that makes God, amen, uncomparable. That's the thing that makes God, amen, unconsumable. That's the thing that makes God bigger than anything else. Amen. Nothing can compete with him. Nothing, amen, is like him. Nothing, amen, can stand up to him. Because his nature is good.
Come on.
Oh. faith and faith. Can I talk to folk that don't like to try nothing new? I already made your mind up you don't like it, but you didn't even taste it. Mm-mm, not me. I want that right there. I've been getting the same thing for the last 30 years. Jesus. Watch this, please. So I like what I like, and I'm so confident with it.
Hallelujah.
I'm so confident with it that I can't trust God to do beyond it. Watch this, please. Why? Because watch this now. I flipped it. I see it and I like it and I don't need to taste it. So that's how. That's how. Okay. Somebody said, "Oh, taste and see."
Oh, taste and see.
See, so watch this thing. Taste and see. Taste and see. So taste here. Taste and see. Taste is your spiritual appetite.
Yeah.
But to see is your spiritual application. So he says, don't taste and see that the Lord is good. Now watch what he says. He says that everybody that would taste and see that God is good, blessing is connected to it. Blessed is the man that do what? Trust. So please watch this. The depth of your trust will determine your taste. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. So please get this. Blessed is the man who puts their trust in the Lord. The word put is an action word. It's a word of intention. It's a word of decision. It's a word, amen, it's the word of purpose. If you're going to put anything somewhere, you mean to do it. Blessed is the man that put their trust in him, because he found out what it was like to taste and see God's goodness. David, when he was in that place, God delivered him. Glory to God, from the hand of that king. Glory to God. David said, let me write about this. So, family, when your appetite becomes the application of your trust encounter, it aligns you, watch this, and your experience to God's goodness and his blessing. Psalm 52 says, God is good, watch this, and his goodness endureth. He'll always be good, because he don't say. That's why they say, amen, that cliche in the church, God is good. That's true, he is. Even when you're having a bad day, it does not affect God's goodness. Glory to God. Psalms 19:68. You are good and you do what's good.
Hallelujah.
You do what's good. Glory to God. So I can't go through every one of them, but there's some people in the Bible that had an old taste and see experience with God. Amen. And they found out that their trust in him brought an encounter to the experience that he gave them.
Amen. Yes.
Glory to God. One such person would be Noah.
Come on.
One such person would be Noah. Noah, a man, was trusting in God, and God told Noah it was going to rain, and it ain't never rained before.
Come on.
And Noah, a man, going around telling everybody it's going to rain, and folks said he's crazy, but God said for him to start building.
Come on.
God said for him to start building. He starts building. He starts building. And he gets this experience with God, and he gets this encounter with God, because here's the truth. The story of Noah tells us no matter what's going on around us, we can experience an encounter of the goodness and the grace of God. Watch this, in the Lord's sight, yes. If we are the ones that's right.
Yes.
But you got to have a revelation of that. Because it's not always about who's right, it's about what's right.
Yeah.
So Noah's appetite, y'all, his appetite was his reflection of God.
Come on.
And his application was his reverence to God.
Come on.
And it caused him to taste and see the Lord's goodness and blessing for his whole family. Now, listen, when I'm out of your presence, I'm praying for this family. I'm praying for you guys. I'm praying for those, amen, that have given up on God. I'm praying for those that know they wrong, amen, and can't even get right. I'm praying for those, amen, glory to God, that's in a stronghold and want to be loose. Watch this, but they won't come to you.
Come on.
Amen.
My Lord.
Uh-oh. Somebody start your car. They want to be loose, but they won't come to you because you're too loose. Oh, shit. I said that.
Yeah.
Noah, watch this. Hebrews 11:7. By faith, Noah,
come on,
being divinely warned, watch this, of things not yet seen, move with godly fear.
Come on. That's the word.
With reverence and reflection, and build the ark of God.
Yes.
Woo! I don't know about you, but I believe, glory to God, hallelujah, that God then sent me and prophets here to build something. Glory to God. And we're going to do what God said. Amen. Glory to God. And we gonna speak what God said. Glory to God. And we gonna, amen, hallelujah, manifest what God said. And the question is, are you coming in for the door closed?
Yes. Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Go ahead and slap somebody on your road and tell them, oh, taste it.
Because
here's the reality now. God want to bless you. God is ready to bless you. The question is, are you willing to taste and why? What would happen is you, watch this, please. Everywhere you go, you get your favorite meal free.
Oh God.
You walk in, they say, sit down.
Talk about free meals. Hallelujah.
Thank you, sir. Your order will be served.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Who would have a problem with that?
Not at all. Hallelujah.
Okay.
It's God. It's God.
You would not think one time, who made this? Did they put Obey a Cajun seasoning on it? I wouldn't have that thought at all.
Come on, Bridget.
You just go sit down and announce yourself.
Yeah.
I'm at the table, I'm here.
Yes.
So it's the same way with God.
It's
the same way with God. He wanna bless you. He want to do for you what you want to be done.
Come on.
Are you willing to taste it?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That's why I believe he's telling me to tell you, glory to God, that you have to change your mindset because he's coming to do something new for you.
Come on. Yes. Come on.
Mm, wow. Except the man be born again,
come on,
he cannot see the kingdom of God.
That's what he said.
He cannot see, perceive, understand, or know the kingdom except he is born again.
Hallelujah.
So watch this now. In Christendom, we call being saved a born-again experience. And that's what it is. Glory to God. And so, but the truth and reality is that we got to get everybody from the experience to the encounter.
Yes.
And so, experience, watch this, will change your perception.
Amen. Yes.
But it's the encounter that will change your posture. God want to really, really, really. Let me just say this. Now, I'll never toot my own horn, glory to God, because that's just not Bible humility. So I won't do that. But let me say this to you, amen. If you don't know, listen, please. You're not just connecting or connected to just any old preacher.
Amen. Come on. Come on.
I thought the Lord would get more props than that.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
And so what God is about to do in this next season, watch this, please. What's really going to happen, the closer we get to it, the devil coming to check your connection.
He's
coming to check your connection. I can drop this mic right now, give some folks the mic, and they can testify about their connection.
Amen. Come on.
And it might. Okay, here it is. So, old taste and see. Taste is your appetite. See is your application. So the revelation of your spiritual appetite and your spiritual application, watch this, will and can cause a divine shift in your life.
Yeah.
You say, how can it do it? Why can it do it? Watch this, please. You got to understand this, and you got to receive this, that you got to have a revelation, watch this, for the word of God.
Come on.
And it happens for you because you've got a revelation for the word of God, but then the greater thing about it is that your relationship with the God of the word.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. Amen.
The Bible says God uphold all things by the word of his power.
Yeah.
So the reality is this. If you got a word, you got it already.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. But it got to get past your appetite.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Wow. So God will begin to speak some things. Even the scripture said we fight for prophecy. Yes, we do. Just because you get prophesied to does not mean that it automatically manifests
for you.
See, the Bible said that even Paul said you got to contend for the faith, fight for the even sitting under this teaching, yes, even sitting under this anointing, glory to God. Please get this: your affliction is going to increase because of the revelation you get taught from here.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's good.
Wow. Somebody said divine shift.
Divine shift.
Hallelujah.
A divine shift. I think the last time I was here, I told you I pray four things every morning. I know I won't ask you to repeat them because y'all want to listen. So I'm gonna make sure you pass the test and give them to you again. So we got four things every morning. I pray every morning, and I pray this for you too. Believe it or not, every morning I pray I'm walking in the King's authority.
Hallelujah.
I pray for uncommon favor. I pray for divine provision.
Hallelujah.
And I pray for open doors. Every day. Glory to God. Now, I know that that's going to stir up, amen, some conflict. And the enemy going to come, amen, trying to make me back off what I say and what I believe. But I'm just at the point now that before I back it up, amen, before I take it back, I'm going to add more to it.
Yeah.
I'm going to add more to it. Okay, here it is, please. I got to go. I'm boring you already. Your relationship and your reverence will determine God's release in your assignment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on.
Mm. Your relationship and your reverence will determine God's release in your assignment. Mm-hmm. It said that he encamped angels about them.
Yes.
And he delivered them that feared him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They reverently fear God. And then the blessing of that reverence is connected to trusting God.
Hallelujah.
Trusting God. Trusting God. When God gets you in a place where he really wants to bless you, please get this, he'll stretch your faith. And we get excited about that. But what's around the corner is this. He can't really stretch your faith unless he tune up and turn up your trust.
Yes, he does.
So that means that God got to put you in a place or position or bring something before you that's going to increase your trust so he can stretch your faith.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Trust in the Lord with what? And lean not to your but in all that. And he
Hallelujah.
Wow. Okay. Somebody get this, please. Get this. I'm almost finished. Get this. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. The reason that you and I can get excited about what David said about this is, I pray this is you, that you're not in a place where you are doubting what goodness and blessing tastes like.
Oh, God.
No. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Watch this. Your testimony is, I know he's good.
Hallelujah.
How do I know he's good? I tried him for myself.
Hallelujah.
Okay, here it is. I'm hungry, but I don't want to eat off your plate. I want my own. Glory to God. God got his own blessing. He got your blessing. He got your next.
Hallelujah.
So please get this. Please get this. As your appetite increases, your application has to become more intentional.
Yeah.
Intentional. Intentional. Somebody shout that word, intentional.
Intentional.
Wow, intentional. Okay. Let me see if it hits a different way like this. Here's what I wrote. If we expect great things from God because of our faith, then we must be willing to do great things for God through our faith.
Amen.
Yeah, he said again, angels are encamped about them. So your experience becomes an encounter of trust, and that reverence for God will, watch this, release angels of deliverance. That's a sign to make sure you don't lack and want for nothing. That's the scripture right there. It's there. Psalm 37:3. Trust in the Lord, do good, so you shall dwell in the land and you shall be fed. Yeah, glory to God. Here it is. Glory to God. Verse number 22.
amen, of this text, Psalms 34. The NIV said, the Lord will rescue his servants, and none of them that trust him shall be desolate. Watch this. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned.
Amen.
So there's people in scripture. Noah was one. Saul was another person that had an experience and an encounter, because he got the revelation of what it meant to taste and see that God was good. When he was on his way to Damascus, amen, the Bible said that they were on this road and this light shined and it knocked, amen, him off his beast or his horse or whatever it was, glory to God, and there were other people with him. Please get this. Everybody saw the light. Everybody heard the voice, but he the only one got changed.
Yes, come on.
They had an experience,
right,
but he had an encounter.
Yeah. Think about that.
Wow. Think about it. God had no respect to person. Yes.
Come on.
Glory to God.
Yes.
But he do respect his own principles.
Yeah.
So you can't be, amen, trying to, amen, come to God and tell him all about what you want and you won't even work his principles.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You got to work his principles. You got to work your faith.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
You got to apply, glory to God, your faith to some faith.
Yes.
God will speak to you in crazy ways.
Yes,
yes, he will.
Please get this. You got to have a crazy mind, though.
Yes, you do.
Because,
amen.
Watch this.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Let me just say this and put it out there. I remember when I was at the worst time of my life.
Come on, preacher.
And I got a divorce.
Come on.
Uh-oh, I don't care.
That's okay.
Now you do.
Come on, preacher.
Yes, Lord. All the bright deliverance. Yes, Lord.
Come
I got
on.
A divorce.
Old taste.
Thank God for my divorce. I got a divorce. Here's how God spoke to me.
Come on. Say it.
I was thinking, God, about, should I do this?
Come on.
I'm talking about, man, it was the Lord of the Lord. I was there. Should I do this? I'm praying. I'm saying, God, if this is the direction, speak to me.
Come on.
I don't want to do anything that I don't hear God say.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Come on.
Nothing.
Amen. Come on.
Be still and know. Here's what happened, y'all.
Come on.
Some of y'all ain't gonna believe this because God don't talk to y'all like this. A prophet friend of mine called me.
Come on.
He says to me, Pastor, I believe God told me that you had the green light to do it.
Hallelujah.
Please get this now. You gotta understand this, Kelly. That's what God told him.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Now, God ain't really told me. Because I'm wrestling with him.
Come on.
But I believe that he was a true man of God, and he wouldn't just call me to say something crazy. So here's how God confirmed it to little old me.
Come on.
The next morning I got up, I went down the street with the most red lights in the city, and every light was green. And then God reminded me what the man of God told me. He gave me the green light.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I didn't have to wrestle no more. I didn't care who liked it. I didn't care who. Because I know what I heard and know what God said. And therefore, I'm stepping out with God.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Amen. And he blessed me 10 times more.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Somebody shout on Casey's.
Oh, yeah.
this plea, but if you ain't willing to trust God and take a risk, God can't speak to you like that.
Come on.
Go left. Now I always go right. Ain't what you heard though. But what if I go right and I get lost?
Yeah.
So what? Go right.
Come on.
If God is leading you, watch this. If God led you to take the right and you don't know where you're going, you got to trust me gonna tell you when to take another left or right.
Woo! My God!
I know I'm talking up in here.
Yes, you are.
Come on. See, watch this, please. Our problem is we want to know too much. We want to know too much, John. Glory to God. Watch this. And then we want to take the credit for it.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Yes.
But God wants us to trust him.
Yes.
So watch this, please. To really learn how to trust God, you got to get intimate with his voice.
Yes. Amen.
You got to get intimate with his voice. How do I get intimate with his voice? Do I go to a conference and find me a prophet? No. That's how I get intimate with the voice of God right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because every believer, glory to God, you can profit from the prophet.
Come on.
You can. But you really can profit
from the word.
From the word.
So when you're profiting, P-R-O-F-I-T, everything the P-R-O-P-H-E-T say to you is only because you're already. Well, okay, I gotta go. Oh, taste this thing. So there's these, I'll leave with this. There's these blind men in the script in Matthew 9. There's these blind men. And the Bible says, it talks about how Jesus had healed a whole lot of people. And he comes into this city, and there are these two blind men, Sarita, sitting on the side.
Come on, preacher.
And they hear that he's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, taste and see. Please, that the Lord is good. Okay, here it is. Watch this, please. Faith come by
hearing
and hearing by the word of God. So watch this now. Sometimes our problem is we trying to see, but we're not doing anything to hear.
So they heard
he was coming. They heard he was coming, and these two blind men start, amen, to say to Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us.
Yeah.
The scripture said they began to follow him blind.
Come on.
Okay. They began to follow him blind. Yeah. Watch this, because they had an appetite.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So, in order to taste and see, the first thing you need a revelation, watch this, of Jesus, even if you can't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see how this is going to work out. Keep reading. glory to God. I'm down to my last, and they're telling me to give. Keep reading. A revelation. Watch this, please. And then it says, have mercy on us.
Mercy, God.
Son of David, not Jesus. Son of David.
Yes.
Have mercy on us. So watch it, please. Their appetite, watch this, started with a revelation, then it created an expectation.
Yes.
Because their expectation is now, have mercy on us.
Yes.
Notice, they really didn't say, we want to see. They just said, have mercy on us.
Hallelujah.
Have what? Mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Watch this, please. Watch this, please. What they were really saying, translation, Jesus, you got the power to change our position.
Yeah.
Have mercy on us. You need a revelation. You need an expectation. Watch this, please. These same blind men Watch this. Watch this. They had a revelation. They had an expectation. The Bible said that they followed Jesus and he went into the house. Guess what they did? They went in the house with Jesus. So then they ended up with a determination.
Oh, yeah.
So this is how you learn how to taste and see. With a revelation, with an expectation, and with a determination. Glory to God. They followed him in the house. Okay, here it is. Watch this thing. Watch it. As you follow the story, the blind men were talking, watch this, to Jesus in the public, but Jesus wasn't talking to them.
Come on.
They're crying out behind him, people all around. Father God, have mercy on us. Jesus is walking and going about his business. Never said none of them went in the house.
Come on.
And the scripture said their appetite, their revelation, their expectation, their determination, glory to God, caused them to follow Jesus in the house.
Yeah.
Once they get in the house, Jesus want to talk to them. Watch this. Watch what he says.
Come on.
They're in the house. Now, you would think that they might have a doubt. Did he really hear us? Because he ain't said nothing.
Come on.
We done followed him from over here all the way in the house. I don't know how far it was, but they were talking to Jesus, and Jesus wasn't talking or looking at them.
Come on.
And you would think that they would say, oh, I don't know. Should we just be quiet? Because he ain't listening. He ain't saying nothing. But Jesus gets them in the house. And then he confirms what they had an appetite for. He says this to them. He said, do you believe I am able to do this?
Come on.
Ask them a question. Come on
now. Woo! So watch it, please. Watch it, please. Watch it, please. How are you going to handle Jesus when you're trying to get something from him and then he asks you a question and you didn't even think he was listening? He says, do you believe I'm able to do this? Okay, watch it, please. In other words, translation, brothers, I see your appetite,
yes.
But if you don't follow through with the application, ain't nothing gonna change. Do you believe? I'm able to do it.
Come on.
And he did it in the private, not the public.
Yes.
He did it in the private, not the public. And watch this now. Watch this, please. Watch this. He was saying to them, if all you got is an appetite and no application, you might get a taste, but you won't see.
Uh-huh.
You may have an experience, but you won't get to the encounter.
Right.
Okay, so he responded to them, and his question was, do you believe I can do this? So they had a revelation, they had an expectation, they had a determination, and here's what Jesus was looking for. He was looking for their affirmation.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
They responded with, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Watch what Jesus says. In the private, he says to them, then be it unto you according to your faith. You got it. Watch this. You got it because your appetite brought you in the house, and now your affirmation will get you an encounter. Woo. Watch this, please. And the Bible said, and he touched them.
Yeah.
And their eyes came open.
Woo.
Watch it, please. I don't know what Jesus was thinking. I've been blind. I've been following you. I'm crying out saying, heal me. I want to see again.
Right.
You make me see. Then you tell me don't go tell nobody. Jesus was wise. He was wise. What he really wanted him to do is go tell everybody.
Oh, God.
But he said, don't go tell nobody. that they went through the whole country telling everybody what he did. I gotta quit. Watch this, please. This thing was so powerful that once they got it, they went and found somebody else that needed it. And they brought another man to Jesus.
Come on.
And said, do it for him too. Wow. Do it for him too. Do it for him too. And so when we learn the revelation of old taste and see, we're not just satisfied, glory to God, with what we always want and what we always get. We're not just satisfied, not even that if we get it, we want others to have it.
Yeah.
Wow. So please get it. They said, yes, Lord, and that was their affirmation. So here's the thing. They follow him in the house. If you're going to come to the house, when you get in the house, don't miss your opportunity to come to him.
Yeah.
Because that's what he said, come to me.
Yes.
And he touched them, and they received their sight. Wow. So I love what David says, and we're closing with this. I love what David says, glory to God, when he figured out how good God was and how the blessing of God was connected to his trust, amen, and how that he was encouraging and witnessing and telling the people of God, amen, that if you learn how to keep a praise in your mouth, if you learn how to keep a praise on your lips, if you learn how to witness and testify of God's goodness over you, glory to God, hallelujah. David was saying to them, David was saying to them, watch this, please. I love it. Watch this, please. I love it. I love it. David said this, watch this. Once you have seen and tasted that he's good, you will discover many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. You'll discover that there's nothing you get in that God can't get you out of. You'll discover, amen, that when the enemy come in like a flood, God will lift up a standard against you. You'll discover, amen, that I don't want to go through it, but I understand. Tribulation work patience. Patience work experience. Experience work hope. I can believe because I've been through some things. Oh, taste and see. Appetite. Application. Appetite. Application. It works in the natural. It should work in the spirit. Appetite. Application. Appetite. Application. Somebody gonna leave here today and you going where you want to eat based on your appetite. Yes. Man, I'm ready. Application is you gonna go pay what it costs and then enjoy. Works the same way as food. Appetite, application. Your desire is connected to it. Every now and then, I have enough to get a large fry. Super size. My girl with me today, super size. Guess what, y'all? It don't matter what ice cream shop it is. The first question she asks is, do y'all got pregnant and cream?
Good time.
If they don't have it, She don't get it. But I say, let me try this. And then I'll try to get her to just take a lick. I want that. And will not.
Come on, Chris.
Because appetite is for what she wants. Wow. So I said that to say, family, as we are really, really moving forward into what's coming, just because, watch this thing.